Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. US equity futures are indicating a mixed but broadly flat open, with S&P futures unchanged as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mixed markets in Asia overnight, with Hong Kong a notable outperformer, with property and tech stocks outperforming. European equity markets are higher in early trade. Bonds are mixed, with US 10-year yields down 1 basis point at 4.31% after Monday saw the biggest yield move for the 10-year since mid-February. The dollar is mixed, firmer versus the euro, but softer versus the yen and sterling. Oil is up, gold is firmer, industrial metals are mostly higher. The market's attention is largely on inline core PCE, Fed Chair Powell's comments, and firmer-than-expected ISM manufacturing, which unexpectedly moved into expansion for the first time in 16 months. This is supportive for the growth backdrop, yet also fits in with concerns that the disinflation path may be choppy. The impetus for Europe this week will come from Eurozone inflation data, although it is unlikely to have much bearing on near-term ECB policy. On the data front, final Eurozone manufacturing PMIs were revised up after the first Italian expansion in 12 months. The UK reading is in expansionary territory after an upward revision. Bank of England mortgage approval data has jumped sharply, supporting expectations of a housing market recovery despite a small dip in nationwide March price data. UK retail consortium shop price inflation hit the lowest level in more than 2 years. And an ECB consumer expectation survey saw a dip in the near-term inflation outlook. In Asia, China manufacturing PMI is adding to cautious optimism that the economy is bottoming following better-than-expected January-February activity data. And March Reserve Bank of Australia minutes showed that the board agreed that it was appropriate to leave rates on hold last month. Due up on today's US economic calendar, Redbook Index, JOLTS job openings, and factory orders. In corporate news, according to media reports, Walt Disney is winning its proxy battle against Trian Partners, with more than half of all shares voted, with BlackRock and T. Rowe Price among the major investors backing Disney. The New York Post reported that Hollywood insiders are skeptical that any top contenders to replace Disney CEO Bob Iger will be ready when he is due to step down in 2026. And the share prices of several Medicare insurers traded lower in after-hours trading yesterday after the CMS finalized the fully adjusted capitation rate for Medicare Advantage, lowering the effective growth rate by 11 basis points. Humana shares were down 9%. United Health shares down 5%, CVS Health shares down 5%, and Elevance Health shares down 4%. Asian equities ended mixed on Tuesday, with little clear direction again. In regional news, Australia PMI for March showed a continued contraction among manufacturers. India PMI was revised lower following the flash estimate, but is still at a 16-year high. South Korean inflation remained at 3.1% as expected. And Bank of Japan data released on Monday showed Japanese government bond purchases were down from the prior year's peak, confirming a lower FY24 trajectory. European equity markets are higher in early trade. In European news, Germany's finance minister Lindner is moving towards a mini concession on the debt brake, with his own party now considering the necessity of higher spending over the medium term. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.